Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Hey, I'm just seeing something on the Patriots thing. So apparently there were 8 minutes of focus on the Bengals sideline here, which probably still means nothing, but it's still hilarious to even consider that this is a thing.
did they really need to spend 8 minutes on the Bengals sideline? And that's not a very good team.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, honestly, I have more respect for Belichick if he's out just trying to crush the Bengals' soul, you know, by cheating. I mean, it's. But you know, I mean, it's. I mean, the thing is, again, I mean, it's a very plausible explanation. You know, it's a documentary on a scout, and the scout looks at that stuff. So, like, I think you could still make the case for why you would film it. But it's just hilarious how this is turning out. And of course, this will just go on forever now.
What's been most impressive, Joe, about the way Mike Vrabel and this group have stayed the course and given themselves, again this year, a chance to get into the playoffs with a late-season push?
Yeah, it's just been it's really astounding to think of the turnaround, and you're right, Kevin. I mean, a lot of it is staying the course, and, of course, some of it is just – I mean, it's hard. You think back to that game at Denver, you know, an offense that, you know, couldn't score, couldn't do anything, it was just hard to watch. Couldn't protect the quarterback, for sure. And then you look at what that offense looks like now. Obviously, I mean, Tannehill is number one, but I think the offensive line also really has made strides. Obviously, Derrick Henry's been good all year, but he's even better now that Tannehill is making huge plays through the air. And a lot of it is just, you know, sticking with, you know, what they're trying to do and taking that week-to-week approach, and now all of a sudden they've got themselves in a really good position here.
Joe Rexroad is our guest from The Athletic.
Well, Joe, I don't know if you kind of looked at the success that Hopkins has had at receiver against the Titans. I'm sure he's had a pretty easy day, probably averaging over 100 yards. But what do you think the Titans will do to try to contain him with all the secondary issues at corner?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, Blaine, is, like, who's playing, you know? I mean, it's, you know, it doesn't seem like, you know, Dean Pease hasn't done a lot of following guys around, you know, in his couple of years here. I remember, I want to say, I guess it would have been 2016, they had, you know, Jason McCourty follow Hopkins around. He actually did an amazing job on him. That's the only game I can recall that they did anything again. Other than that, he torches. I mean, he torches most people. He's one of the top, you know, three receivers in the league. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think overall this team really needs Vaccaro back, and that's probably going to be really close. He's in concussion protocol this week. And Adoree Jackson, sooner than later, you know, really important. You know, I mean, I think the Tremaine Brock pickup was good, and he seemed fine out there. Ty Smith, it's a great story, you know, how he's come on. And we know Logan Ryan's had a great year. But for this game and beyond, you know, then the Saints game after that, and then like Texas again, I mean, I think Adoree Jackson's presence is really crucial for this team. So I don't know how they're going to deal with him, probably different ways. Especially, I mean, the only guy I would think that would even be a candidate to just be stuck on him would be Adoree, you know. So if he's not available, you know, I think it's just they're going to have to bracket him quite a bit.
Yeah, I want to jump to Tennessee real quick in that I saw what Missouri's coach received in his contract, which was $4 million. And instantly I thought, does Jay Pruitt make that much? And is he due for an extension then or a raise immediately? Because I think it doesn't take a rocket scientist, and I'm not even an agent, but I don't think he makes that.
Yeah, no, it's a little bit more than he makes. So, and this is how the SEC just keeps driving the numbers up. You know? So now give Pruitt more money, and everybody keep getting more money. Yeah, so I guess, you know, it's interesting because, I mean, it's only year two, and, I mean, obviously it's a heck of a turnaround, but it's still, you know, it's a 7-5 year, I mean, you could certainly like make the case for not giving him a raise, but I guess that's probably your best case. Like, Missouri's coach cannot make more than our coach, you know, for Tennessee. So, yeah, he'll probably get a little bit of a bump.
Joe, what about the amazing numbers that Tannehill's put up out of play action? Completing 80% of his passes and has like a ridiculous passer rating. I think it's like 141. But just sort of the symbiotic relationship between Derrick Henry and Tannehill, and how each have sort of helped the other.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, all his numbers are, in just like any situation, are like, wow, and they're well beyond, you know, what he did in seven seasons. You know, obviously, he missed the eighth with injury. But, yeah, I mean, certainly the play action, you know, again, play action can work, you know, if you don't have a great running game. But if you have a guy who commands the kind of attention Derrick Henry does, I mean, you can look at some of those plays Sunday. Look at the, you know, the 91-yard play to A.J. Brown. You know, that was, I believe that was a, you know, you could see the flow of the play. Derrick Henry draws guys that way, and now you've got single coverage deep. And obviously that was also an incredible throw, back foot, taking a hit, and he still hits A.J. Brown in stride. So some of it is just fantastic performance by Tannehill. But yeah, it's a tough thing for opposing defenses to deal with. And I think Arthur Smith has done a really good job of, you know, of making things look similar. The play action really, you know, the run fakes really work well, and they mix it up nicely. And yeah, right now, you got to keep in mind, you know, the Raiders, you know, have struggled on defense lately, and, you know, the Jaguars are just like breaking records with their defensive futility now. And that's, you know, two of the recent games that have helped, you know, I guess inflate these numbers a little bit. But still, I mean, you look at how the Texans are playing right now defensively. I mean, I think the Texans are going to have to score a lot of points Sunday to come in here and win.
What about just how you view Tannehill's situation? It's easy if you're a fan or even a media member to be a prisoner of the moment in terms of what it's going to take to sign him to a contract. But, Joe, we also know the NFL overreacts to quarterback play widely, and there are going to be teams coming out of the woodwork if Tannehill continues to play this way, teams that we really haven't even thought of that might be going after a quarterback. Now, the Titans obviously have the ultimate trump card in the franchise tag, but how do you think this is going to play out?
Yeah, well, you hit it right there, Mark. And the more and more I think about it, the more I think that the tag is possible here. And I don't think John Robinson, you know, wants to do that or likes to do that. And obviously, you know, the tag constrains things between a player and an organization. But, man, it might be the safe play, because you're right. We do become prisoner of the moment on these things. And, you know, week after week, you're like, how are you not? I mean, you've got to sign this guy, but you still have to balance it with, you know, what we've seen in his career, you know, his age, the fact that he has had serious injuries. I mean, all these things have to be factored in. I still think, you know, like some kind of a, you know, 3-year incentive-laden deal that pays him well but isn't, you know, a monster number would be great. It would make sense, but it may be that, you know, the tag just makes sense. Say, okay, do it again. Do it for a whole season, you know, and then we'll talk about a massive deal. I really, as each week passes and he plays like this, I think that's more likely.
Joe, in our last 30 seconds, I hate to let you go without asking a basketball question. How nasty do you think this Tennessee-Memphis game will be on Saturday?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can't wait to see it. You know, I'm sure it'll get a little bit chippy. But, you know, fight starter Jordan Bone isn't out there. So, you know, I mean, without that instigator, maybe it'll be calm. But, you know, I'm looking for some fireworks, hopefully mostly just a really intense, good basketball game.
There you go. Joe, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. See you later.
Okay. Appreciate All right, we'll see you. From The Athletic, Joe Rexroad. He's outstanding. Covers everything around the mid-state here for The Athletic. You can check out his work there. The Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors, live at Nissan Stadium. Toy Field under construction. We'll tell you more about it in just a moment. First, Blaine going to tell us about Eurofix.
Yes, it was about a decade ago when you first heard. They keep your car forever. They don't call you back when they say they will. They're not being honest. Looks like nothing has changed. A recent AAA survey says 2 out of 3 drivers don't trust auto repair shops. Not to blame Bishop here to tell you what I know about Eurofix and their great owner and a person you can trust, Aaron Stokes. Eurofix is home of European automotive repair. They take the irritation out of auto repair. You get a free loan of car with every repair, timely callbacks, and repairs that only you, yes, you, authorize. Plus a free 15-minute multi-point visual inspection at no cost, whether or not Eurofix repairs your vehicle or not. Yes, and what vehicles do they repair? Saab, Volvo, Audi, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Land Rover, Jaguar, Mini, BMW, and as well as the Volkswagen. You also receive a free 3-year or 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. So hurry up and give them a call. 615-844-EUROFIX. Open Monday through Friday. The number again is 615-844-EUROFIX, or you can check them out online at EuroFixOnline.com.
Oh, those are not-